Blog Talk Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
I want to bring to our attention achievement, publication that has been produced and is produced for our community, mainly for our community, but it will serve anybody who wants some help from the material that are put into this publication. And the book is called The Language of Revelation, Lugatutenzil, language of translation. And it is by a brother that I have known to be dedicated and devoted to the study of Quranic Arabic and the teaching of that subject to our students and to grown-ups as well. And that is Brother Sadiq Jahad. I think most of us know him here. Brother Sadiq Jahad, will you please stand and face the audience? So this is Brother Sadiq Jahad. So I highly recommend this book for you all who are studying, grown-ups, but also for our youngsters who are studying in the separate organized Quranic studies classes, and who are also studying in the school system, our school system, Claire Muhammad school system, Claire Muhammad schools, and like the one in Atlanta and Washington D.C., Chicago, and many places. I highly recommend this book, The Language of Revelation. It's Quranic, Arabic, with lessons, studies to improve your ability to read the Quran and get more understanding and to qualify yourself, inshallah, to be a teacher one day. Because out of you, from you who are interested in Quranic Arabic, we are going to get our next generation of teachers and imams and leaders, you know. So Allah be with you all and bless you to benefit from these wonderful projects and publications that our community is producing. This is one. We have others. We have others that I have seen, and I'm grateful to Allah for students and scholars like our brother Sadiq Jahad. Congratulations, my brother.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. This is Imam Sadiq Jahad. You can secure the book by going to our website, www.sadiqjihad.com. That's SIDDEQ jihad, JIHAD.com. Or you can send a postal money order or any type of money order to Post Office Box 401165, Redford, Redford, Michigan, 48240. My email address is Sadiq, that's SIDDEQ, at MSN.com. And the phone number where we can be reached is 313-532-5246. I thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Ameen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمداً رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. That is the praises to Allah, the praises to Allah, the guardian, evolver, cherisher, and sustainer of all of the worlds and all of the systems of knowledge. In fact, the cherisher and sustainer of the entire universe. We thank Allah for blessing us to be Muslims here in the hells of North America and also in the beauty of North America. The United States of America is the name, but we know that there's not a lot of unity at this day and time here on the 11th of June, 2021. But praise be to Allah. Allah is truly in control of the entire universe and all of that that occurs, and he allows things to occur that are deviant from what he would have us to do. But nevertheless, we should always remember that Allah is always in control. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. That is, I bear witness there's no deity but the one deity, God alone, and there's none like unto him. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa alihi wa sabbihi ajma'in. That is, the peace and blessings be upon Muhammad forever and ever, and upon his companions and those who follow the way, the millah of Muhammad, and also the millah of Ibrahim, his predecessor. So again, we thank Allah for blessing us to be here in America, living the Muslim life. And before we even go on, let me just clarify what Muslim means. Muslim is an active participle, meaning an active participant in submitting to the will of God. An active participant. And those of us who know something about English grammar know that an active participle is that being that is carrying out the verb action. So a Muslim is one who endeavors hard and also, in fact, obeys God and is in submission to his will. And that's why we call our way of life Al-Islam, the submission to the will of God. And it's very important for you as a Muslim and for you as not a Muslim to know that the grammatical structure of the Arabic language gives great insight into the meanings of the words. So when I say to you I'm a Muslim, I'm talking to you as a fourth form active participant. This is what this particular noun means, one who is actively submitting, and also it indicates that this person has been caused to submit to the will of God by the power and the grip of God. And also the fourth form active participle, this Muslim pattern, which is Muf'ilan pattern, if those of us who know something about the grammar, the suggestion that this is something that is dynamic and moving, and you and I can get better and better in being a Muslim. Get better and better at being a muksin. Get better and better in being a mukmin. Muksin is one who is actively engaged in doing excellent deeds, and a mukmin is one who has faith and trust in the Rabbil Alameen, the Lord of all of the worlds. The word Al-Islam, it too
suggest the idea that our submission to the will of God can get better and better and better, and it should be a non-stop activity in us trying to submit our wills more and more and more to the will of the Creator day by day. In fact, I always like to remember the report that they said in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on his last moments before he transitioned to the life to come. He was calling for his miswak, that is his toothbrush, wanting to brush his teeth again. And he asked the question, is there anyone that I owe any money to? And if that is the case, let them come forward now. He also wanted to use the miswak because he wanted to make another salah, another prayer to the Lord of all of the worlds. So you should know and I should know that this is an ongoing dynamic process of being a Muslim. Praise be to Allah. So I'd like to begin by reciting three verses from the Glorious Quran, Surah 46, which is called Al-Ahqaf, the winding sand tracks. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Ha-meen. Tanzilul kitabi minallahil azizil hakeem. Translated, ha-meen. These are two Arabic letters. We have two H's in Arabic. This is the first H in the Arabic alphabet. Ha. It has air coming out. Ha. Like, ha, ha, ha. And the other H is hat. Like a hat. Ha as in hat. And you should remember, those of us who are Muslim who have made our shahada, and we say over and over again, La ilaha illallah. There's no deity except the one and only deity. And we have the Arabic word for the deity as Allah. So it's like a hatchet. When I say La ilaha, I'm cutting off that deity that has no existence in reality. La ilaha, like a hatchet, cutting it off. Illallah, except the one and only deity. So if you said to me La ilaha, then you have not said what we have in our shahada. La ilaha illallah. And also, if you listen to the adhan carefully, you will know that I did not lessen the ha by saying, La ilaha. You have to cut it off very abruptly. La ilaha. La ilaha illallah. Continuing. So, ha, meen. Now, there are people who tell you that these two letters are merely attention getters. But I say to you, if you had the time or took the time to count up all of the ha letters and the meen letters in this particular surah 46 and divided it by 19, it is an exact multiple. It comes out even. I haven't counted them today, but there's a book out that will give you that information if you wanted to. And it's called The Computer Speaks to the People. It's by Rashad Khalifa. A lot of people don't even like to mention his name. But The Computer Speaks to the World or something to that effect. But at any rate, if you take the time to count these letters up and divide it by 19, and you'll believe that what your brother has uttered today is true. So right behind that, Allah says, the revelation of the book is from Allah, the exalted in power, full of wisdom. He is telling you and I directly that this book is from him, the Rabbil Alameen, the Lord of all the worlds. Do you believe it? Do we believe it? I do. In fact, I tell people all of the time that the only thing I believe in 100% is the glorious Quran. Quran and Majid. And then the next ayah, I'll just read the English to expedite the time. Allah reveals, we created not the heavens and the earth and all between them, except for just ends, except for this truth, for a term appointed. But those who reject faith turn away from that whereof they are warned. So we, as human beings, do not want to turn away from this Quran. If you don't believe it's true, then continually read it. And I believe, O Muslims, O people, that God will bless you to see that this is indeed a revelation from Him, the Lord of all the worlds, the one, again, who is exalted in power, full of wisdom. Allahul Aziz al-Hakim. So continuing now, I'd like to take you to the Surah 85, where Allah reveals to us some wonderful verses. And the title of this particular khutbah today is, What is the purpose of the Quran and our love priorities? When I say our love priorities, I'm really saying what they should be, though we know that the priorities Allah sets forth in this Quran is not always our priorities. But nevertheless, this is what Allah has declared to be His love priorities when I go to the Surah 9, verse 24, later on in this khutbah, this lecture or sermon. Khutbah means sermon. Khataba means to speak. So the khutbah is the noun from khataba. Praise be to Allah. So Allah reveals, as I indicated in Surah 85, verse 12, Inna batsha rabbika la shadeed. Abdullah Yusuf Ali translates this particular ayah or verse, Truly strong is the grip and power of thy Rabb, thy Lord, the one who evolves and nourishes the entire creation all of the time. Praise be to Allah. So you should know that this is emphatic speech or emphatic revelation, if you will, from God. He starts this particular ayah off with inna. That is surely, surely to dispel you not believing that this is true that he is setting forth. Inna. Over and over and over again in the Quran you hear inna. Inna. It even sounds strong, doesn't it? Inna batsha rabbika la shadeed. Now shadeed means strong and powerful. La in front of Shadid is letting you know that he is extremely strong and powerful to the degree that you and I cannot even conceive of how much power and control he has of this entire universe. Every atom, every molecule, every tree that falls from, probably every leaf that falls from a tree, he has complete power and control, and he knows all of what's going on in the entire universe. Could you imagine that? This God of ours is high above what we perceive him to be. Innahu huwa yubdi'u wa yu'id. It is he, that is Allah, who creates from the beginning and he can restore life. Yu'id, we talk about the Eid al-Fitr and the Eid al-Adha. This is the root of it. That is Ayn, Ya, and Dal. But they change it now from the grammatical structure thing. Ada. They remove the Ya for pleasantness of sound as being the verbal root. At any rate, Wahua Ghafurur Wadud. Again, Wahua Ghafurur Wadud. And he, that is Allah, is the all-forgiving, full of loving kindness. Now, many people will argue that the Muslims don't emphasize love. And then I think about it, I say, well, this attribute of Allah, El-Wadud, is mentioned only one time in the Quran. And I say to myself, from my perspective, cannot we see the love of God in what he has done? In his creation of us, his creation of the bees, the trees, the wonderful, beautiful flowers and designs of all of the birds and animals and all of that, Allah shows us his love from just us having the eyes to see the beauty that he has designed. But some will say, no, the Muslims don't believe in love. Yes, we do. We love our Creator. We love the entire creation. We love the human family. if we are truly on what we call the Sirat al-Mustaqim, the straight path. So yes, El Wadud, Allah is telling you and I that He is full of love. And He is the one who has more love than anything that He has created. And that stands to reason that that would be true. Because He is the one that put love between our hearts. And has given us all of the faculties. وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. It is He who has given you all the faculties of hearing, seeing mentally and physically, and has given you the al-af'idata, the warm affections and feelings, emotions, and all of this. This is what Allah has given, and He declares in the latter part of that particular ayah. But most of us, we are not thankful. Again, وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Little thanks it is that the human beings give to this Creator. So continuing on, Allah reveals in the Surah 85, verse 15, ذُو الْعَرْشِ الْمَجِيدِ, Lord of the Throne of Glory, meaning He is the power broker in the universe. In the next ayah, فَعَلُّ لِمَا يُرِيدُ, فَعَلُّ لِمَا يُرِيدُ. The doer, Abdullah Yuswali says, without let of all that He intends. I would like to say that He is the professional doer of all that He intends without any restrictions or opposition. Though you may see some opposition, but Allah has the power to compel His will, even though we don't see it that way all of the time. But we know that this Creator is in complete control, and He is a professional, perfect doer of all that He desires to be reality. And then the next ayah, Allah is asking us the question, Hal ataka hadithul junood? Has the story reached you of the forces Fir'aun wa Thamud, the forces of Pharaoh and the Thamud people, people that lived many, many years ago in the Middle East there, if you will? And then it says, Balilladhina kafaru fi takdhib. Pardon, fi takdhib, balladhina kafaru fi takdhib, translated, and yet the unbelievers persist in rejecting the truth. Wallahu min waraihim muhit. But Allah does encompass and surrounds them from behind. In other words, there's no escape for the unbelievers. There's no thing existing that can stop you from going to the paradise if Allah has decreed that is your final destination. And the opposite is true, that you cannot escape going to the Jahannam if it is Allah's decree that that will be your fate or our fate. And then mentioning the word Quran again in the next ayah, Bel huwa Quran Majid. To the contrary, this is a glorious Quran. Quran and Majid. Allah never calls this Quran and Muqaddas, which is holy, or Quddus. Quran and Quddus, He doesn't say that, and He doesn't reveal that in the Quran, I should say. I keep saying reveal because I don't want to say the word say, because I know, and you know too, that this Creator has no physical manifestation, no tongue, no ears, but yet He does all of those characteristics without even having a body, a physical manifestation. And you should remember that, I should remember that as well. So again, nay, this is a glorious Quran, or to the contrary, this is a glorious Quran. فِي لَوْحٍ mahfuz, inscribed in a tablet preserved. Praise be to Allah. So it's very important for you to know and for us to remember that Allah is in control of everything. And one of his attributes is El-Hadir, the one who has the measure of everything and also the power over everything. The one who is El-Basir, the one who is all-seeing. El-Khabir, the all-knowing one. El-Alim, the all-knowing one. So we should recognize that this Quran was already preserved by Allah, ready to roll, if you will, when the events of the life of Muhammad unfolded. So what am I saying to you? I'm saying to you that Allah foreknew that Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is the peace and blessing be upon Muhammad, was going to be in that cave Hira on that night in Ramadan, the ninth month of the lunar calendar. Allah foreknew he would be there, and Allah foreknew that the first ayahs, the first five ayahs that he was going to reveal to him was 96, 1 through 5. And not only that, when you think about it, why is the initial onset of revelation in Surah 96? That's a question, right? Because the first verses of the Quran, as it's given to us today, is Al-Fatiha, the first seven verses of Al-Fatiha, which is what we say in our prayers at least seven times today, inshallah, 17 times a day. So you should know that Allah gave Muhammad the guidance as to where to put this verse and that verse. So he got the first five ayahs of Surah 96, but he didn't get the other 14 at the time when he got the first five. So we should know that this book is indeed from God. And God had complete control and directed and guided this illustrious Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam more so than he ever guided anyone before. Praise be to Allah, again, the cherisher and sustainer of all of the worlds and of all of the knowledge bases. Praise be to Allah. So let me continue. I'm going to have to try to move a little faster because sometimes I get a little off track on what the real focus I intended, but sometimes we know that Allah guides our tongue and our minds to other thoughts. Praise be to Allah. So Allah tells us about this Quran. We have put forth for the human family in this Quran every kind of parable in order that they may receive admonition. So one of the purposes of this Quran is for you to receive warning. وَلَقَدْ صَرَفْنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ Beautiful. Again, Allah said, we have put forth in this Quran every kind of parable in order that you may receive admonition. When we say that, or when Allah reveals that, he's telling us that I'm doing everything I can do to get you to see, to get us to see that this book is from God and you should follow the dictates therein. So the word sarf is one of the terms that they use in the Arabic grammar circles. And sarf is really defined as all of the different forms of the verbs and the nouns that Allah uses to express different ideas. So what do I mean by that? I told you earlier in the khutbah that Muslim is the fourth form. Why is it the fourth form? Because Allah is letting you know that there's causation by him, and also it's a dynamic thing of you and I engaging in more and more submission to his will. Another example, Allah reveals in the Surah 25, verse 1, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَلَ فُقَانَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا. That is, blessed is he who sent down the Furqan, that is the do and don't list, to his servant. Why did he do it? That it may be an admonition to all of the knowledge bases. So Allah starts this particular ayah 25:1 with Tabaraka. Why Tabaraka? instead of this bad rakat without the T at the beginning. Because Allah is letting you and I know that these blessings, that He owns all of them, He gives them out, but He pulls them back depending on how well you and I follow the Furqan, that is the do and don't list that He gave to His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I like to always emphasize to the audience that Prophet Muhammad was an African Arab. He come from the ancestral line of Ibrahim and Hagar, who had a son by the name of Ishmael. So Ishmael is the great, whatever number of great grandfathers of Prophet Muhammad who lived in Arabia over 1,400 years ago. So if you are one who has the mind that all those camel jockeys at the stores, them Arabs, instead of saying Arab, that's the correct pronunciation, are not worthy of me listening to the book that he revealed to one of their Arabian, if you will, brothers. So you should know, and I should know, that Prophet Muhammad has African blood in him. And if we take it back further, we all from the same blood. We all from one human family. Allah says to us, "Khalaqal insana min nafsin wahida." He has created us all from one soul. So really, there's only one bloodline, but we have split it up and divided ourselves with black, white, red, different ethnicities, and so on and so forth. But Allah wants us to know that we are all sons of Adam, all children of Adam, and we descended from that first nafsin wahida, that first soul that Allah split into two, and then countless human beings came forth after that. Praise be to Allah. So now Allah tells us about the Quran. Quran in Arabiyan gaira bil iwajil la'allahum yattakun, pardon me. It is a Quran in Arabic, in pure language. I'm translating the word Arabiyan as pure. If you look up the word Araba, it means to be pure and undefiled, without any admixture, without any crookedness, Allah reveals, iwajah, without any iwajin, no crookedness therein. And why is there no crookedness therein? In order that you may guard, that we may guard against evil, guard against not having faith and consciousness and obedience to this Creator. Then Allah tells us again that He has put forth a parable, a man belonging to many partners at variance with each other, and a man belonging entirely to one master. This is 39:29. Are those two equal in comparison? Allah asks you and I questions in this instance and over again repeatedly in the Quran. And then he concludes this particular ayah, praise be to Allah. But most of them have no knowledge. I recall Elijah Muhammad saying, you want to talk to Allah? Read the Quran. I'd like to change it a little bit if you would allow me and say, you want to communicate with Allah? Read the Quran. For this is the communication that Allah has set forth for the whole of humanity. He asks us questions. He gives us thoughts about this and thoughts about that. That to expand our minds, expand our horizons, to expand our material acquisition. Yes, the Quran is a motivator for you to get some money. But we don't want to be like Snoop Dogg said in the song, have my mind on my money and my money on my mind all of the time. We want to have our minds on our souls and what's going to happen to us when we leave this world that we're living in. And we know it is a very temporary world that we are living in. Praise be to Allah. So this word Quran itself, I translate it as a proclamation. A proclamation from who? From the Lord of all the worlds, directly to one of our brothers, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the word itself has some meaning from a grammatical perspective. The N on the N, Quranun, is suggesting that this is something that is intense and should be read intensely and also over and over and over again. So it's what we call the intensive form. Looks like we have the word Ar-Rahman, Al-Furqan. These are intensive forms. So when we say Ar-Rahman, we are saying that the one who is extremely endowed with beneficence to the entire universe. And that Surah 55 specifies that and makes that clear. How he gives us the pearls out of the ocean, mates, sweet-smelling plants, fruit of all kinds, and allows us to sail our ships on the seas that he has created. So Allah is letting you and I know over and over again in this particular Surah 55 of all of the benefits that he gives to his creation. And if we aren't appreciative of them, he is Ar-Rahim, which is also what we call an intensive form, the lengthening of that Ha, Ar-Rahim, praise be to Allah. So you should know that if you are really a serious student of Islam and you want to submit more and more to the Lord of all the worlds, then it behooves you, it behooves us all, to be students of the Quranic Arabic language. Because the emotional impact cannot be had and the inspirational impact cannot be had if you don't understand the power of this language that Allah has set forth in this glorious Quran. Quran in Majid, as I indicated. So here in the Surah 17, verse 41, Allah reveals, we'll explain things in various ways. He's using the word sarf, as I mentioned earlier, which is the study of all of the different forms of the verbs. We have basically 10 forms of the Arabic verbs and nouns. And each one of them have some different shades of meaning that will give you insight, give you drive, give you knowledge, give you inspiration as well. We have explained things in various ways in this Quran. Notice I said Quran. You hear people saying Quran, Quran, but listen to me carefully and please change and encourage others that the correct pronunciation of this proclamation is Quran. Qur and then an, like A-N-N. Qur, and I rest briefly because there's a sukun on the ra, and I say an. And Allah says to us, or reveals to us, pardon me, Allah al-Qur'an. He teaches the Qur'an, and he teaches it redundantly, over and over and over again, in an intense way throughout time. So when I say to you, Allama, it sounds very strong and emphatic. It's the second form of the verb. And we know that this second form of the verb means something that happens over and over again, over a long period of time. To give you a real clear example that will really ring the point home, I hope. Allah says, Nazala, Nazala, Nazala means to send down rain. And doesn't rain come down over and over and over again over a long period of time? In fact, we know that it's been raining ever since Allah created this earth, right? Praise be to Allah. Nazala. So the emphatic emphasis on the middle letter, Zain, or Z, let you know that it's the second form. Nazala. You didn't just say Nazala. He said Nazala. Praise be to Allah. So again, we've explained things in various ways in this Quran in order that they may receive, again, admonition. But it only increases their flight from the truth. We're talking about the disbelievers and the pagans that Allah refers to in the verses prior to this one that I'm referring to now, 17:41. Praise be to Allah. So I'd like to take you quickly to the verse 46. We put coverings over their hearts and minds, lest they should understand the Quran, and deafness into their ears. When thou, or when you, recite or commemorate thy Rabb, thy Lord, and him alone in the Quran, they turn on their backs, fleeing from the truth. So Allah is letting you know that there are types of people who will flee. They don't want to read this Quran. They don't want to believe that God has set forth a book directly from him. They want to believe that John, Mark, Luke, and the other folks were all inspired by God, and they're telling the story of the truth, but don't recognize that the Quran came after the Bible, after the gospel, as a tasdeeq, a confirmation of the truth that came before, and give you clarity and correction on where the human family went wrong. And so some of you will ask the question, how do you know that the Quran is from God? I can only say to you that the proof is in the pudding, and you should read it and study it for yourself, and then make a determination if it's from God or not. Praise be to Allah. So again, 1746, and we put coverings over their hearts and minds, lest they should understand this Quran, or the Quran, and deafness into their ears. When you recite thy Lord, when you commemorate thy Lord and him alone in the Quran, they turn on their backs, fleeing from the truth. And also in the Quran, Allah tells us in the first part of the Surah Baqarah, ذَلِّكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This is the book. In it, therein, there's absolutely no doubt, guidance sure, for those who have reverence and desire to be obedient to the Lord of all of the worlds. So it's very important for you to know that Allah is emphatically telling you and I this, that you should not, I should not, we should not entertain any doubt about the authenticity of this book. And he uses an emphatic speech to say, la reba, la reba, cutting off that back, cutting off the existence of doubt in this book. You should believe that. I should believe that. Shouldn't we have something that we believe in that is 100% from the Creator? Shouldn't we believe that he has ordered and instructed this creation, and it follows that he has given the human beings and all of what he has created a blueprint on how life should be led? The spider knows how to live his life. The centipede knows how to live its life. The birds know how to live their life. The birds come forth, the little babies. Mama don't tell them how to build a nest. Allah has put it in the bird how to build a nest. You see birds flying around with twigs in their mouths formulating their nest. So we should know that this Creator has given the human being a blueprint for how to live life. And I mentioned to you this too from the Bible language. On the very last pages of the Bible, Revelation, the book of Revelation, it gives the statement. He or she who adds to or take from this book will be followed up with plagues and lose his or her name in the book of life. So Allah is letting you know that they're going to change this book. So he's giving a warning of what's going to happen to the changers of the word of God. This is very important. And then we know also in the book of Revelation, John the Revelator reportedly said that when he ate the book, we know he don't eat paper, right? But when he digested the book, some of it was bitter to his mouth and sweet to his stomach and sweet to his mouth and bitter to his stomach. Meaning that some of it, he picked it up and said, oh, this is the sweet word of God. And some of it was bitter. And he said, this is not the word of God. This is from Shaitan. And I'm not going to embrace that. So you should be that way when you encounter the Bible, when you encounter anything. Be a discerning student and a researcher of things, and not just believe in what people say. And it's true, as Stevie Wonder said, if you believe in things, you know the rest of it, but I'm going to say it anyway, that you don't understand, then you suffer. Praise be to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of all of the worlds and all of the knowledge basis. I see it is 2:40 already, and I have to pause for the pause between the two rakas, because really what we're doing is we're replacing the duhur, that is the afternoon prayer, or I should say the noontime prayer, with a two-part lecture, and then after I conclude, we're going to do two more parts of prayer. So by me doing this khutbah, we're really in a state of prayer, if you really understand the logic of what is happening here. We started out with calling the adhan, lifting up Allah, and now your brother is delivering the khutbah in two parts. Rabbana atmim lana nurana waqfir lana innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Our Lord, complete our life for us, forgive us, for surely you have power over all things at all times. Ameen. Allahumma nasta'inuka wa nastaghfiruka wa nu'minu bika wa natawakkalu alayka wa nusni alayka khair wa nashkuruka wa la nakfuruka. O Allah, we ask for your help, we ask for your forgiveness, we believe in you, we trust in you, and we extol, that is, lift you up and exalt you in the best manner. And we are thankful to you, Allah, and we are not ungrateful. Now the second part of the khutbah, I take you now to the Surah 17, verse 9, where Allah reveals, Inna hadha al-Qur'ana yahdi lillati hiya aqwamu wa yubashshiru al-mukhminina al-ladhina ya'maluna salihati anna lahum ajrun kabir. Translated, surely, surely, using that particle, inna again, surely this, hadha, this Quran, it guides to that which is most right or stable and giveth glad tidings. We talked about admonition earlier, but here Allah is telling you he gives glad tidings, good news, that will help your soul, help your spirit, help you enjoy this life. Give you glad tidings to the believers. Glad tidings to believers who do what? Who work deeds of righteousness, that they may know that they shall have an ajran kabir, a magnificent, a great reward for being active in good deeds and righteousness. And so beautiful in Allah's Quran that he reveals, he says in the Surah 55, or reveals in the Surah 55, Hal jazaul issani illal issan. Asking you and I the question, is there any reward for good other than good? Tabi ayyi ala'i rabbikuma tukadhiban. Then which of the favors of your Lord will you deny? So Allah is letting you know, letting us know, that if you do some good, you're going to get a reward, whether you see it on this side of your life or the side after you go 6 feet under and your soul leaves that that body that couldn't make it to the next life. When I say body, I'm talking about that physical body. The bones go into powder. The gases in our body goes up into the atmosphere. The bugs eat the remains and so on. So we know that this human being is more than just a physical being. The human being has a non-physical reality that will dwell with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, khalidin afiha. We will dwell there in the garden forever if we make the grade and do more good than wrong in our sojourn, if you will, in this life. So I see that the time is just about gone. I'm going to conclude in a few moments here and let you know that I'm going to do a part two of this particular khutbah that I have entitled, What is the Purpose of the Quran and Our Love Priorities? But I would be remiss if I don't at least say something to you about the love priorities. But before I do that, I want to just mention this Surah 17, verse 13, where Allah reveals every human being's faith we have fastened on his own neck. On the day of judgment, we shall bring out for him or her a scroll which he or she will see spread open. Praise be to Allah. So let me go now to the Surah 9, verse 24 that I forementioned earlier in this khutbah. Well, Allah gives you and I some, as I indicated, love priorities. Allah reveals, telling Muhammad to say, telling us to say, say, if it be that your fathers, your sons, your brothers, your mates, or your kindred, the wealth that you have gained, the commerce, the business, in which you fear a decline, or the dwellings in which you delight in, and that you like, are more dear to you than Allah or his messenger or the striving in his cause, then wait until Allah brings about his decree. I notice I said decree. Abdullah Yusuf says his decision. But we already know that Allah is not indecisive. So we don't use the idea of decision with this Lord of all of the worlds. He already has knowledge of what is going to happen to you, what is going to happen to me in the life to come. Is it going to be hell or heaven? He is, again, as I indicated, El Qadir, the one who has the power and the measure of everything. He's put into us all of our potentialities and ingredients, and he guided us. Fahada, as Allah says. Qaddara fahada. He gave us our ingredients, and then as a consequence of the ingredients he put in us, there's guidance. Praise be to Allah. So then it concludes, and Allah guides not the rebellious. Wallahu yahdil qawmal fasiqin. Again, Wallahu la yahdil qawmal fasiqin. So Allah is telling you and I, in short, that we should not love our fathers, our sons, our brothers, our wealth, the business, our homes, all of that, more than we love him, his messenger, and the striving in God's cause. And if we put anything before loving Allah, loving his messenger, and striving in his cause, that we may result in a very, very bad fate for us in the life to come. So these things are very encouraged business, having love for your mates and all of that. But it's more important for you and I to have our love priorities straight, where we love Allah, we obey Allah, we work hard to obey Allah and his messenger over the obeying of the wishes of human beings. Then Allah says, if we don't do that, then wait until Allah brings about his decree. And again, God does not guide the fasiqeen. So I think I will conclude right there. And inshallah, that is, if God wills, I will continue this khutbah on this particular subject. So I close now. Rabbi habli hukma wa hikni bisalihin waj'al li lisana sidqin fil akhirin waj'al li min warathati jannatin na'im waghfir li abi innahu kana min ad-dallin wa la tuksini yawma yub'athun. Our Lord, bestow upon us wisdom, unite us with the righteous, grant us honorable mention on the tongue of truth among the latest of the generations. Make us inheritors of the garden of bliss and joy, and forgive our forefathers for many of them were astray, and do not let us be in disgrace and humiliation on the day that we are raised for the judgment. Amen. So now I call what we call the Iqamah, and we are about to prepare for the Salatul Jumu'ah, that is the prayer of congregation on this Jumu'ah day. We call Friday Jumu'ah, the day of the gathering, the day of the assembly when we come together and be conscious of worshiping God. And after completing this particular khutbah, we go out into the land and seek the bounty. And as we do so, we remember Allah, as Allah reveals in the Surah 62, Kafiran, that is much. It's easier to sit here and or stand and make prayer, and you're in an environment where you know that you shouldn't have any evil, you know, being engaged in. But when we go out into the world, we have to remember Allah even more. Kathiran. So I call the Iqama now. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah. Qad qamat as-salah, qad qamat as-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. So inshallah, you may not see me when I do the prostrations, but I'm going to raise my voice a few octaves, if you will, so you can hear me and follow in the Salatul Jumu'ah, which consists of two rak'ah, that is two sections. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratan mustaqim. Siratan ladhina an'amta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim walan dallin. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين قل هو الله أحد الله صمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. ربنا آمنا فاكتوب. That is, our Lord, we have faith, we believe, so write us down among the believers. So dear Facebook and Blog Talk Radio audience, I'd just like to do a quick announcement, a very important announcement. That is, I encourage you strongly to be, as I've been saying in the khutbah, a student of the Glorious Quran. In order to do that, you need to know, we need to know the rudiments and the fundamentals of the Quranic Arabic, as Allah has set it forth in the Glorious Quran. And I have, pardon me, excuse me for getting out of the screen for a moment there, I have a book that I've written called Al-Lughat al-Tanzil, that is the language of revelation. And this book goes into the beginning levels in terms of you learning the alphabet and the sound system and so on, and then it goes off into explaining the grammar of the Quran, the sarf that I mentioned in the khutbah, in terms of you understanding the forms of the verbs and why Allah selected this particular form as opposed to another form to set forth a particular message that will impact your heart and your soul and your mind to rally you and to rally us into more obedience, more drive for financial success as well. You should know that understanding the Quran will motivate and drive you. In fact, I recall Imam Muhammad saying one time that you're not going to do no more than what your spirit allows you to do. So you should have the spirit of this Quran in you, and it will drive you as it drove the Sahabas and the companions of old when they spread the message of Islam further than it spread it during the time of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They became scientists and doctors, navigators of this earth, and so on and so forth. And you can read about the glorious history of Andalusia, which is Spain, wherein for 600 years, the Muslims, the Jews, and the Christians lived together in peace, and they were very productive. And they had libraries and bathhouses and paved streets and irrigation systems. And in 1492, when supposedly Columbus sailed the ocean blue, problems occurred and they kicked the Muslims and the Jews out of Spain. So you should study that history of what we call the golden age of civilization in Andalusia, which is now called Spain. And if you read about the Western culture, you'll see the words that they use, let you know that they respect and regard what happened in those 600 years in Spain. They have a car called Cordoba, right? Cordoba is a great city that flourished in Andalusia. You have Granada. Granada was a great city in Muslim Spain. They named the car Granada. So as much as we can say, but we're going to conclude right here and bid you a wonderful Jumu'ah day. And I close again by giving you all the greeting. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu wa jannatuhu. That is, the peace of God be upon you and his mercy and his blessings and his paradise. Ameen.
want to bring to our attention achievement, publication that has been produced, and is produced for our community, mainly for our community, but it will serve anybody who wants some help from the material that are put into this publication. And the book is called The Language of Revelation, Lugatutenzin, the language of translation. And it is by a brother that I have known to be dedicated and devoted to the study of Quranic Arabic and the teaching of that subject to our students and to grown-ups as well. And that is Brother Sadiq Jihad. I think most of us know of him. Brother Sadiq Jihad, will you please stand and face the audience? So yeah, this is Brother Sadiq Jihad. So I highly recommend this book for you all who are studying, grown-ups, but also for our youngsters who are studying in separate organized Quranic studies classes, and who are also studying in the school system, our school system, Claire Muhammad school system, Claire Muhammad schools, and like the one in Atlanta and Washington, D.C., Chicago, and many places. I highly recommend this book, The Language of Revelation. It's Quranic, Arabic, with lessons and studies to improve your ability to read the Quran and get more understanding and to qualify yourself, inshallah, to be a teacher one day. Because out of you, from you who are interested in Quranic Arabic, we are going to get our next generation of teachers and imams and leaders, you know. So Allah be with you all and bless you to benefit from these wonderful projects and publications that our community is producing. This is one. We have others. We have others that I have seen, and I'm grateful to Allah for students and scholars like our brother Sadiq Jihad. Congratulations, my brother.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is Imam Sadiq Jihad. You can secure the book by going to our website, www.sadiqjihad.com. That's SIDDEQ, JIHAD.com. Or you can send a postal money order or any type of money order to Post Office Box 401165, Redford, R-E-D-F-O-R-D, Michigan, 48240. My email address is Sadiq, that's SIDDEQ, at msn.com. And the phone number where we can be reached is 313-532-5246. I thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.